and welcome to the ISA Tribe from Heather De Wit in Hout Bay, Cape Town, South Africa, where I profile individuals, groups and organisations in and out of South Africa who are all doing it with purpose and they're focused on serving the people and all living things on the planet. And in this podcast, I'm featuring Fazila Bizior in Johannesburg, who's a spiritual and empathic healer. Hello, Fazila.
Hi, Heather.
Welcome. Tell us where it all started for you. I know you spent quite a few years in the corporate world.
Yes. It started quite a few years ago. I won't go into how long ago that was.
Yeah.
But I had spent quite a bit of time in the corporate environment. And I'd had quite a stressful, high-paced, corporate job. And I started to look at how I could bring more balance, but I think I was seeking a lot more. I wanted more answers than I was actually being given at the time. So that was essentially how it kickstarted things off for me.
Okay, yes, I know, and it's wonderful, that you actually were aware of thinking outside of your environment as to what you really wanted to do and be. Hey.
Absolutely. I think I would have burnt out even more severely, and not enjoyed my time in the corporate world. So what I started to do and look for from a healing perspective for myself helped me tremendously with where I was at the time.
Oh, that's wonderful. Wonderful. Now, you call your business Soulfulness, and I love that name. I think it's really got a lovely ring to it. How did you get to that name, and what does it mean for you, Fazila?
Oh, thank you, Heather. That's like, it's like my baby. And Soulfulness for me, when I came upon it, in fact, it was interesting that soulful can mean deep emotion, but from a negative aspect. And for me, it talked about so much around that being within your soul, that place that is just where everything is possible, where everything is and nothing is. It's just everything, all of that for me. It's that energy. It's not defined, but it brings about a state of peace, for me. So that's what I try and communicate as well in terms of what I do.
Well, I think that's an absolutely wonderful analogy you've given it, because it's a word that encompasses and embraces and is everything. Hey,
absolutely, yeah. And it's undefinable. And as we've chatted previously, that's how my practice, and I guess even the modalities that I practice as well, tend not to want to be defined.
And I mean, I think we because of all kind of the brainwashing we've had over the years, people love to label things and they want to know exactly what it means. But it says in this book it means that, and it says in that book it means that. But as you and I know, there's an inner knowing, and of so much more within a word, and it doesn't have to have, a defined definition, if you like. People get really kind of crazy about this, and it's so unnecessary when it's all so simple.
And absolutely, I try and when I engage with, whether it is clients or even just having a conversation, is to try and open that energy up as to, we've been blessed with so many modalities, with so many different healing kind of practices, that what will work for one person sometimes doesn't, because it doesn't resonate with them, and that's okay as well. So it's definitely been, my journey has taught me so much that I can then actually, speak to others about it.
Mm. Yes, absolutely. And of course, and having said what you've just said in the latter part, that you've studied so many different disciplines and modalities that have found you for that very reason. And what have you learned from all of them?
Wow. I would say, if I had to talk about color therapy, which I love, that brought about an alignment for me. It's fun, when you kind of, when something just falls into place, when that penny falls in and things click.
Yep.
That was one that brought all of my other work that I've done, all of the other modalities. This gave me expression, working with color, bringing in the mind, body, soul, understanding that connection. That was what started me out initially, to understand that. I had a burning desire to know what's going on with the body, where the emotion was sitting, what was happening on the spiritual side of things as well. So color brought that in, and it's just so, it's such a rewarding thing for me. I then also found Access Consciousness, which helped me to move beyond limitations, and actually took me to a place of creation where it's not sometimes that easy for us to create while, we haven't been given that kind of recipe as to how do you do this for yourself. And that's where made a huge difference. I've done quite a few levels of Access Consciousness, and each time it's brought about greater and greater freedom. I've studied reflexology, again, how the body relates to how the feet relate to the body, the reflex points, what's going on, etc. Sure, I'm trying
And
to, like,
Reiki, you've done Reiki,
I've
haven't you?
done Reiki as well, and Reiki gave me, it was actually the first place that I'd started. In fact, you're taking me quite a few years ago. And it was very, for me, Reiki was like a really gentle modality. But it actually highlighted something very important for me when I was working with Reiki, is to actually start to work more with my empathic ability. It was something I must, I know I'm not kind of shy to say it. I battled with it. It was quite something to be in the corporate world and be an empath that, and I couldn't quite distinguish where my stuff was and sometimes where other people's stuff was. And that was where I started to also look for tools to deal with it. So it was quite a, quite an awesome thing that to open me up to energy healing. I've done quantum touch, EFT, and then more recently I've
You
also
went to
started.
New York.
Yes, I
New
did.
York.
Wow,
Yes.
that was
Tell us about that.
Just quite something else. Right from when I made the choice to go, I had had so much support and alignment again. And when something just flows, that there's alignment and there's you're divinely supported. I mean, even my husband.
Can I just come in there? Can we keep this quite short? Because we're running out of time.
Okay. Vortex healing was a very new modality I'd experienced, and I decided to go attend the basic and advanced course. And in a nutshell, if I had to describe it as going to university and we're spending 4 years trying to absorb information from a textbook, everything gets downloaded to you, and you're then working with all of that transmission in terms of the healing capacity. So really, it's about now working, being supported by the divine and being that bridge between here, the divine and the physical as such.
Wow, what a, you described that so succinctly. So, Fazila, tell us now, with all all your studies now and all the modalities that you specialize in now, what is the dream going forward for soulfulness with all of this?
Wow, I would say that with the multiple disciplines that I have, it's actually given me such an awesome perspective in which to deal with every individual case, and the individuals that walk through into my practice. We go on this journey of their healing, and I bring in the different modalities that I've experienced myself, and also can, I practice so that they're attack they're basically if for want of a better word, looking at things from every aspect possible, so that we can get to the bottom of their healing and moving them forward.
Yes, and I think also because you've got different options, you will you'll be able to feel and gauge on an energy level which one would suit them best if needs be. Hey.
Absolutely, for where they are at that current
Yeah,
point in time.
absolutely. Okay. So that's where we're going to end it. Thank you for sitting on my couch with me and the lovely time we've had, and I wish you onwards and upwards in the beautiful work that you're doing. Thank you, Fazila.
Thanks, Heather.